Hoffaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
You see, the quickest prayer that God answers is one of desperation.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the pastor of Harvest Baptist Church and our speaker for Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Today, Pastor turns with us to the book of Acts, chapter 2, as we see how the early church grew in a devotional called Depth and Breadth.
Acts, chapter 2, because this would be an illustration of this maxim or this epigram I want to give to you. Acts, chapter 2, this is how in verse 41 and 42, and this is what he says in verse 41, the New Testament church. Then they gladly received his word and were baptized. Peter just got done preaching. A big public ministry, public event happening. The response to that invitation he gave was that they gladly received his word. They were saved. Then they were baptized. Actually, the Bible's real clear. That same day, there were about 3,000 that were saved and baptized. Awesome. A big public event. But it's interesting to note the very next description, verse 42, what happened? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking bread, and in prayers. There was a big public event, but then the reality was there was a deepening of all of this. There was big breadth, and then there was depth. Look at Acts chapter 5, if you would, verse 42 also. This is what he says continued in the church, the New Testament church, the first church there at Jerusalem. Verse 42 says, and daily in the temple, every house, they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. There was a big public event happening, but it really was coming from private, small, in-depth growth personally and as a ministry. Actually, then chapter 6, verse 1 deals with even the expansion of public ministry. In those days, the number of the disciples were multiplied. We do know there's at least between 5 to 10,000 here, probably more. You included women and children in it all. And this explosion of events that were going on publicly, outwardly, but there was always a constant deepening. And maybe the best way to state it this way, and this is the maxim I want you to understand, because I think it's one that for years my wife and I have seen in ministry and our own lives as well, and this is how it goes. The statement very simply is that if we take care of the depth of our ministry, if we take care of the depth of our ministry, or our own life, you could put that in there as well. If you take care of the depth of your life or ministry, then the result of that is God will take care of the breadth of your ministry or the breadth of your life. This is the pattern you find throughout the New Testament, particularly. Every time you find this breadth of ministry in equal proportion, you'll find the depth of that ministry. You see that agriculturally with trees. There's no tree that's going to withstand storms unless the deepening of a root system. So the reality is, for our own lives, this is what God does for us. And so our focus needs to be the depth of ministry. God will take care of the breadth of the ministry. In other words, the reality is the breadth of the ministry, what's out there publicly, is our responsibilities. We do need responsibilities. We need to plan. We need to end up working. That takes people. And that takes an outward recognition that we've got to keep up with the things that God's given to us. You at the New Testament church, as the ministry was growing, they had problems. In this case, the widows were not being tended to. People that didn't have enough monies. There was not enough there, and they had to attach people to those particular problems as the ministry grew. But the reality was the depth of that ministry. In that case, Acts 6, when you end up finding the apostles wanted to give themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. And that is, therefore, dealing with relationships. And as the relationships grow, ultimately in our relationship to God, and therefore with one another, that comes through prayer. That comes through the ministry of the word. And it's interesting to know that this little maxim, this is just something more than just a little pithy statement. This genuinely is how God works in our life, in our ministry, your family, and the family of God. So the real challenge is for us to realize priority number one is we've got to take care of the depth of our ministry. And normally, God will end up using events in our lives to deepen the depth of that through prayer and God's Word. And many times, God brings events that are catastrophic. You see, there's one thing just to pray a simple prayer, whisper a prayer. It's another thing when we cry out to God. And there's a big difference. There's a book that was put out a few years ago called Crying Out. Been a real challenge. Because when you end up crying out to God, God hears that. And the quickest prayer that God answers is one of desperation. On a simple way of this, we were looking at some old videos of our kids when they were younger, and one particular day I took Mike out on a boat, and we have a dog, a little half min pin and half chihuahua called King. King was actually about 3 pounds, so it wasn't like he was a king dog, but we had another dog called Queenie, so we had King and Queen that ruled our little house there in Dunbar, and she was a Pomeranian. So we went out in this little boat, and we were outside on this lake, and King jumped out of the boat. And King found out he can't swim. And so Micah was with me, and Micah was like, "Oh, Dad." And I said, "He'll be all right." So he was swimming, but he would swim like to our boat, and he couldn't get up, so like he kept doing circles. Then he went down, and Micah goes, "Dad, you better get him." I said, "You get him. You jump in, go get him." And then he went around, and then he went down again. And Micah said, "Dad, you got him." I said, get him, man. Grab him. He's right there. Grab him." And then he went down a third time, and honestly, I didn't think he was going to come up. And you know, Micah said, "Dad." You know what Dad did? Grabbed King. Saved King. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's a big difference between the initial, "Hey, Dad, help him. Dad, get him," to the desperate cry, "If you don't get him, he's going down for good." Now, in the simplest way, this is exactly what God many times brings us to that point. We're in desperation. "God, I have nowhere else, nobody else. You've got to do this." That's the quickest prayer that God answers. And that's many times what God does in our lives. You know what? Out of desperation, "God, we have nobody else." This is what God wants to hear. Jot down Psalms 145:18, because this is exactly what you end up finding the psalmist crying out. He said it this way. He made the statement, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him." All that call upon him in truth. You end up finding illustration to the Old Testament when Esther cried out for her people. Samuel cried out with sacrifices. Hannah cried out to God for a child. And put down 1 Chronicles chapter 4 in verse 9 and 10. Because you end up finding that this is what Jabez did. The book earlier that came out about Jabez's life, the prayer of Jabez. Well, the reality is Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, 1 Chronicles 4:9. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." And Jabez called on the God of Israel. He called out to God. And out of that call, he said, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, that thine hand would be with me, and you would keep me from evil, and it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. You see, the quickest prayer that God answers is one of desperation. And I would challenge you, all I'm wanting to leave with you to understanding, that very simply, prayer is what the soul is, what breathing is to a body. And very simply, just as we breathe in our body, this is what prayer is. But there are given times, and yet God brings events into our life that seem overwhelming, and we say, "God, I'm crying out to you." And this is where God ends up wanting to hear us as we deepen our roots in His Word. Then God answers that, and so Jabez enlarges our border. And therefore, we do have responsibilities. We are in a place to realize, "God, I've got to end up doing something." Many times, there are events that happen that, again, we just don't know what to do. Gordon Lindsay made this statement. With this, I'll close because I think it's a good statement. Very simply, he said, every person ought to pray at least one violent prayer every day. There's times each day we say, God, I don't know what else to do. I need you. God wants to show up. If he did it for the Old Testament folks, he did it for the New Testament church, he wants to do that for you. What is it right now that you are struggling with and God's just waiting for you out of desperation? God, I have no other help. I need you. You've got to show up. I think what he's wanting to do is he wants to deepen our individual lives, our families. He wants to deepen our church and the individual times of discipleship, growing together. And out of that, God will take care of the breadth of that. Now, we still have responsibilities. I've said many times, and I genuinely believe it, we don't have to grow. We do have to obey. And this is why the emphasis that we put here at our church. And I want to challenge you individually. Are you in a place that God's wanting to deepen your walk with him? Now listen, he's not an ogre in heaven. He's not one in which he's looking to harm you. That's not what he wants to do. He's a heavenly father that wants to help you. And there are events in life that come along the way that God uses all things together for good to those that love him are called according to his purpose. I think with our own church, we have a great challenge to be able to, as God's been able to reach and heart the touch of many lives. He wants to use you to stretch you out and be, boy, I'm responsible, be able to help and reach. Sometimes it's frustrating. My wife and I, this last week, were talking about many, many individuals over the years that God's allowed us to be a part of. I remember many a time where there's just a few people, but we had a lot of time with those individuals, a few handful of people, a little camp in Dunbar, Wisconsin. It was awesome. That's all we did. Spent a boatload of time with just a little group of people. But you know what? Out of that group of people, they started to catch on a burden. Take care of the depth. God will take care of the breadth. And we went through a little camp of 75 people a week. Actually, 1 week, we had 7 families, 15 staff. It's awesome. It's great. Loved it. And next you know, within a few years, it wasn't 15 staff. It was 150 staff. And it wasn't 50 people a week. It was 400, 500, 600 people a week. Say, cool. I don't know if it was all that cool. It's a boatload of work. That's what that was. But I'm going to tell you something. I miss that. Now, the reality is you still can end up touching base with individual people. Who are you discipling right now? Who are you discipling right now? Give me one name that you're investing in. You're showing you love them. Maybe you led to the Lord. Maybe you didn't. God brought you along the path. You have a lot in common. You say, hey, can we get together, pray together once a week? Get a little Bible study together. And I'm going to promise you, you offer yourself to God. Because if you're going to take care of the depth of your ministry, God will begin putting people along your path to expand the breadth of it. And when you end up doing that, that's what ministry is. Ephesians 4, you do the work of the ministry. We take that position in our desperation. God, would you please continue working our life? You'll take care of the breath, and I promise you, God will get the glory for it.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with Pastor Marty Heron on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us at this same time on Monday for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.